At 13, 14 or older, cracks begin to appear in our lives. The sounds you are about to hear are the actual words rising through cracks in young lives.
For mature adults only, for poets and prophets alike, for preachers who are on strike, for heroes like Bishop Fine. If you want to listen to a treat, you better be mature.
I am the listener, the poet who hears the cries of kids on my street and passes them on to you. I invite you to listen to the sounds of Michelle, Mike, Willie, Dan, Tim, and their friends.
For mature adults only, for presidents of schools, for actors who live like fools, for citizens who make the rules. If you want to hear us well speak, you better be mature.
If we listen with soul and allow these sounds to break us open, we'd better hear the warning of this song, and we'd better be mature.
Mature adults, for mature adults only, for counselors on call, for Germans who climb the wall, for anyone at all. If you want to feel our ways of peace, you better be mature.
Listening to The Wiggle Room on Sheena's Jungle Room.
Hello and welcome to The Wiggle Room here on Sheena's Jungle Room stream on WFMU.org. I'm Chris O, and I'm presenting this evening Cats Making Music. And we just heard Badu, the singing cat. Yes, my deep, deep interest, something that keeps my head on straight during these crazy times, is indulging in cat videos, but just not the usual cat videos. This is cats making music, and I wanted to share that with you as a special for the Hellraiser. Yes, this is the WFMU Hellraiser October 2025 fundraising campaign, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. So once again, cats making music. So prepare yourselves for cats on synthesizers in space. So stick around.
Thank you. Sheena.
Thank you.
baby. I know it's kinda crazy, but here's a cat serenading us like an angel. We can't be lazy, the world is crazy. So come on, baby, let's get the hell up and get out of Dodge. Everybody wants to be a cat, cause cats make the fattest tracks. And even line, I'm like a line. This pussycat is one in a million, he's like a diamond. I swear I'm feeling the realness in the wake of feline genius. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, we just heard a bit of Cats on various theremins and synthesizers from different online platforms. And before that, the segment of Cats on Synthesizers in Space is an Instagram account that collects various contributions of cats making music across the web. And some of the cats are basically just walking across the keyboard. Sometimes they're, feeling the vibrations and getting into playing around with the keys, noticing that certain things, the vibrations change. You can see that in their playing. I think it's an amazing thing to see. And coming up next is going to be my favorite, and I think they're destined for greatness. Tony and Frankie, there are two cats that are fantastic together, and they also play separately. They have a human partner that sets up the modules for them, but everything that is played is them. Basically, they do the mixing too in real time. There's going to be a link in the playlist for you to see them in action, but it's really unbelievable. It just makes my heart soar whenever I see them. Joy, joy, joy. We need joy, don't we? Yes, and that's what WFMU is all about, bringing you joy, oral joy in your ears. So stick around on The Wiggle Room for some Tony and Frankie.
Yeah. Part of WFMU.org. Listener sponsored radio.
Wow.
My sentiments exactly. Wow. That's a whole bunch of Tony and Frankie from Instagram, two cats that play synthesizers. And here we are on The Wiggle Room on Sheena's Jungle Room stream, part of WFMU.org. I am Chris O, and I wanted to mention to you that we are asking for your donations to keep this ship rolling along, this unbelievably odd, unique independent radio station, WFMU, is asking for your help most desperately because we lost a long-standing, no-strings-attached, $200,000 community service grant earlier this year. And this money is about 8% of our operating budget, and it's a big gap in our funding revenue, especially at this time of year when we begin to lose a lot of our assets in paying bills. So would you please consider becoming a Swag for Life donor? Or if you are already a Swag for Life donor, which means you contribute a monthly amount that is automatically taken out of your bank account if it's linked up or a credit card, that will keep us going on our day-to-day expenses. And if you have a current level, perhaps you can up it 5 to 7 to 8% up. That would be helpful. It would be nice to close the gap that this community service grant's absence has created. And we have a bunch of premiums that you can get. And there's also lots of Hellraiser specials throughout this month of campaigning, and we have things coming up, like in November, the WFMU Record Fair returning to the Metropolitan Pavilion, and again, more details are on the playlist in the links. You can check them out, and please, please donate, and if you have already donated, thank you so very, very, very much. So now I'm going to continue with a little bit more Tony and Frankie. Yeah, there's always more. And let's see where it takes us to the rest of the show. So stick around here on The Wiggle Room.
Thank you. gods were against me. Giants were coming at me from all directions. But was I afraid? Not old King Cole. With one mighty stroke of my trusty sword, I slew them all. The door! Answer the door! Methinks my royal subjects are not as brave as their brave king. I'll answer the door. Who's there? Well, what's your name?
I'm Felix the Cat. Who are you?
I'm old King Cole, the merry old soul, and not afraid of anything.
Not even lightning?
Not even lightning. Why, I remember one storm when 10,000 bolts of lightning...
Methinks yon royal braggart is unusually windy today.
...sounded in my ears...
He giveth me a royal pain in the neck.
Heard of wild elephants, but was I afraid? Not old King Cole. I'm not afraid of anything.
Get off the air.
What was that?
The ghost!
I don't believe in ghosts.
Neither do we.
What sayest we take the wind out of yon windbag?
Let's give him to White. Come on, fellers.
Talk, talk, talk. Brag, brag, brag. Talking, talking, bragging, bragging. Always growing, always glowing. Yeah, 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 yeah. You talk. You talk too much, you never shut up, you talk too much. Yeah, 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 yeah. You talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and all the time. You brag too much, you brag too much, you never shut up, you brag too much. Yeah, 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 yeah. You brag and brag and brag and brag and brag and all the time.
We'll take the wind out of this windbag.
I was surrounded by a thousand lions, but was I afraid? Not me!
Now we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see if he can take it.
Now we'll give you a dose of your own medicine.
But was I afraid? Not old King Cole.
Dropping the wildcat, I grabbed my pocket knife and watched at the top of the towards me.
Take it away! Take it away! I'll never do it again! Take it away! I can't stand it!
Nine elephants. Flying my knife to left and right, and leaving a trail of wounded beasts in my wake. By the time we reached the middle of the desert, there were only three elephants left. I caught them all three at once. Am I afraid? Not me. I'm not afraid of afraid of anything.
tried it.
Well, we show them who's boss around here.
We're not afraid of anything. We're not afraid at all. We're not afraid of anything. We're not afraid at all.
My boy, for your bravery in protecting your king, I crown thee Prince Felix.
We're not afraid, are we?
Not old King Cole.
Okay, that was Felix the Cat and Bold King Cole, a Rainbow Parade short film featuring Felix the Cat singing a song called Nature and Me. And it was from 1936, and it was the last theatrical release of Felix the Cat shorts films. And it was nice, nice in color. You can check it out online. It's a beaut. Before that, we heard another chunk of Tony and Frankie, the cats that play synthesizers. And again, this is The Wiggle Room on WFMU. Just a reminder that we are looking for donations, so please remember to click the widget and follow the steps to provide for the future of WFMU. So I've been glad to present this special to you. I hope you enjoyed it. I entreat you to stick around for Mid-Valley Mutations and Austin Rich coming up. I'm going to leave you now with the Cat Concerto, the classic from Tom and Jerry. So it's a fitting way to end the show. So thanks so much. I'll see you on Saturday on the Freeform Roller Coaster, and love you all. Bye-bye now.
Valley Mutations in Hell.
Please, just grab a ticket and wait your turn. Now serving number 11, your number, 6895.
A spooktacular radio presentation with Alan Cook as Merv Engstrom, the lawyer from Hell. Curtis Rochambeau as Howard the Demon. Doss of Barking City Orchestra as the headphone salesperson. The incomparable DJ Victrola of Guitar Shop Radio as the head demon. Brandon Dumais as the owner of Lucifer's Lunchbox. Mitch Headroom as themselves. Rob Marvin as that lovable intern. Miss Ricky of the legendary hit show Closet Radio as themselves. Univac the Red as the rival headphone salesperson. And Heather Zykowski as Elliot the Demon.
Oh, I didn't see you there. This isn't usually my sort of thing. Why don't I turn things over to our new intern, while I work on some of the engineering and behind-the-scenes stuff?
Oh, you meant me?
Do you see any other interns? Just read the teleprompter.
Oh, let's see, Yes, it's quite a long story.
Idiot. You'd think it was his first time on the show.
Well, let me just say that you are listening to Mid-Valley Mutations, and we have a very special show for you this week. Austin and Ricky are actually on location out in the Mid-Valley as part of a very special Hellraiser program that we've assembled. This year, we decided to forego the pogo that is the usual oh no on this episode and instead want to offer something that radio does best, investigative reporting on the scene as it happens. As many of you know, the Mid-Valley is prone to all manner of strange creatures and phenomena, with a territory that grows and shrinks and encompasses nearly every kind of climate, culture, and landscape. Therefore, it seems a shame to have the only resident of this region with a radio program cooped up indoors for most of the year when we could have them at the entrance to hell itself, offering first-hand reports of the kinds of people who use this portal to manifest into our realm this time of year. With our Hellraiser underway, with our Halloween season just getting started, and with a keen eye on the lesser-known areas of the Mid-Valley, this year we are offering listeners this special report with our embedded news journalists live on the scene. It's Mid-Valley Mutations, live from hell.
Not bad, kid. Maybe we'll keep you around.
Under their spell.